For many, their personal experience with the war will determine how they cast their vote for president in November. Dan Buttrey's vote will be firmly placed in President Bush's column. He's a company commander with an engineering unit of the Wisconsin Army National Guard. He returned in April from an 11-month tour of duty in southern Iraq.
We were referred to as family, as friends, once we completed our mission there by the Iraqi people, not occupiers and not enemy, because of the belief and the faith and the support that we were offering them that they hadn't seen in decades.
Buttrey's unit helped reconnect some villages to the national power grid, bringing reliable electricity to an area that had been neglected by Saddam Hussein's regime for years. His soldiers also helped rebuild schools and supply them with support from soldiers' families back at home in the U.S.
They're gathering up backpacks full of school supplies for these children who don't have books or paper, or literally they're the dirt floor schools. Really, it's clay mud schools. And you're bringing that to these people, and then you show them pictures of your family, and then you start to connect who we really are, what we really represent.
Buttrey says a change in the White House now will send the wrong message to the Iraqis his unit was working with.
If you send the wrong message or you show some instability with that, you're really going to create problems or questions that really shouldn't be there or don't need to be there.
But while Buttrey's on-the-ground experience in Iraq convinces him the war is benefiting average Iraqis, Dan Naylor of WAPACA is equally convinced America's presence there is making things worse.
All we're doing is just increasing the target on the back of anybody who is a U.S. Soldier or who works with the U.S. soldiers.
Naylor's son Joe just returned from serving as a medic in central Iraq near some of the fiercest fighting.
Joe shared with us that we asked him about laundry. He says, well, we ended up doing our own laundry because every time we hired somebody to do our laundry, he was killed.
Naylor's daughter, Laura, has similar stories. She was training Iraqi police in Baghdad.
Laura spent, 4 or 5 months with one police department preparing and repairing the building, training the troops, monitoring and being there with them. And in one morning, 1 hour, the entire complex was destroyed along with many of the people that she worked with for those months.
As a Vietnam-era veteran, Naylor says he's proud of his children's service in the war he blames George Bush for starting. But he's working with the Vets for Carry group now in the hope of preventing future wars.
Within the next 4 years, there will be other potential interventions that our country is going to be considering or is considering right now. I would still rather have Carry in that chair when it comes down to the final decision, are we going to commit troops or not?
Much was made of the role of the military vote in the last election. This November, soldiers and their families voting to reelect or replace the current commander-in-chief could make the crucial difference. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.